With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The public can meet the finalists for Glenwood Springs Police Chief this week. Kristen Kay has the details.
The four candidates include Captain Joseph Darris from Gilroy, California, who oversaw the aftermath of a deadly shooting at a festival this past July. Another candidate, Leanne Toomey, has been the chief of police at the University of Vermont and was placed on paid leave earlier this fall. The other two finalists are Chief Derek Harvey from Canyon City, Colorado, and Chief Christian Hemingway from Bay Harbor Islands, Florida. All four candidates will be at the Glenwood Springs Community Center to meet the public and answer questions this Thursday starting at 4:30. Former Glenwood Springs Chief of Police Terry Wilson retired in September after 35 years with the department. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
Holy Cross Energy officials say one of their goals is to increase electric vehicle charging stations throughout the valley. The Pickens County Board of Commissioners will decide today if they will allow Holy Cross to build four charging ports in Buttermilk's parking lot. Holy Cross says the parking lot at the intersection of Owl Creek and Highway 82 provides high visibility and easy commuter access. The possible four dual charging ports would allow up to 8 cars to plug in. If the board approves the plan today, Holy Cross will cover the $62,000 it would take to install, activate, and manage the ports. Yesterday, the Snowmass Town Council took a tour of proposed redevelopments at Snowmass Center. Alex Hager was there and has this report.
The yellow poles that we see here in front of us represent the townhomes made up of building 3A and 3B.
That's Richard Shaw, a landscape architect working with Eastwood Snowmass on a proposed overhaul of Snowmass Center. On Monday's tour, he pointed out long metal poles that showed the height and location of planned buildings, giving a sense of the new center's expanded footprint. In the council meeting that followed, some council members raised concerns that the new buildings could block views in multiple directions. In the coming weeks, the council plans to discuss traffic flow, how businesses might continue operating through construction, and a proposed bridge to the center from Base Village. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove.